Mr. Penguin's First Christmas by Hayley Down. As the sun set on Christmas Eve, a sound boomed across the South Pole. Crash! Four little penguins walked along and fell into a giant hole. There, inside that snowy pit, was a funny-shaped snowy mound, with two stripy legs striking out and flippers that made a sound. "What a weird bird," said Penguin Peg. "That's no bird," said Penguin Paul. "Give it a poke," said Mrs. Penguin. Mr. Penguin said nothing at all. Then something small burst out and cried, "I'm no bird! I'm Ed the Elf! I fell out of Santa's Christmas sleigh! Now I've crashed and hurt myself!" Mr. Penguin felt bad for Ed, but he was also a bit confused. He asked, "What's an elf? What's a sleigh? What is Santa? What's a Christmas?" And "Oh, blaming Blobbles," shouted Ed. "You've never heard of Christmas Day? I will teach you how to celebrate until Santa returns in his sleigh. First, some sparkler is what we need to bring some holiday glee. Let's try to find some twinkly treats we can hang on Christmas tree. But in the snow, it's hard to find decorations to gleam and shine. So what the penguins used instead were fish and some boring old twine." Ed said, "Next we'll get kind gifts to show our friends that we care. But remember, they should be thoughtful, not just fancy, sparkly or rare." They all came up with fishes. The gift for Grandma was cute, but it wasn't quite right. It was much too wet, much, much too big, and it gave her a little fright. It was a whale! Next, the penguins tried the carol and thought Ed sang with a smile. Mr. Penguin's horrid screeching squawks could be heard from miles and miles. "I've ruined Christmas," Mr. Penguin cried, feeling rather sad. Ed said, "I don't know what you mean. It's the most fun I've ever had. This Christmas may not be fancy, but the spirit we have is right. Let's laugh and sing and just be glad we're together this Christmas night." But then Ed's golden pocket watch struck 12 with a jingly chime. "Oh no! The sleigh is almost here and I haven't made a sign." Mr. Penguin's family knew what to do. They had thought of the perfect gift. They called all their penguin's friends to make a sign in the snowdrift. Santa flew over in his sleigh, and from way up high, he could see some writing in the snow that said, "Santa, please rescue me." As Santa landed with a thud, he cried out, "Well, what a sight! I will spend the rest of Christmas here. It's the perfect end to my night." They celebrate together. Then when it was time to say goodbye, Ed promised that next Christmas he would be sure to drop by. The end.